of global village and domination of materialism across the world. Some others came and talked of confronting them, but because they were of the same nature, their ultimate goal was their ultimate goal, so they couldn't push forward, they were not successful, and they just brought more despair for mankind. But the only place, the only point where an aspiration is being spoken of, an aspiration in which all their material world fades away, is the great nation and the revolution in Iran. They say the world, they want the world to be under the colony of Bush and his administration. Iran calls the world people to, for establishment of a governance replete with affection, purity, monotheism, and justice. They call people, they invite people for a dictatorship and a criminal government. We call for a governor whose whole of existence is brimmed with affection and love. Well, they oppose the rule of vilayet, the religious jurisprudence, because the vilayet system would call eyes and ears toward a divine rule and the rule of justice. Well, today, defending the religious jurisprudence, the vilayet system, means defending all the virtues. It means defending all the beauties, defending the whole of mankind. It means protecting the existence of mankind. Today, defending Iran is not tantamount to defending a geographical location. It means defending all divine virtues. It means opening up the way for eradication of tyranny from the face of the earth. It means setting the stage for justice to prevail across the globe. It means paving the way for fulfillment of all desires and objectives of the prophets and those who struggle for the cause of God in the course of history. Today, defending Iran as the highest and most valuable revolutionary act, which faith also calls us to do that, it's part of our aspiration. Iran is the only point where world people can pin their hopes on. The religious jurisprudence, the vilayet system, the people of Iran, the people who are highly attached to the religious leaders. This people is the only supporter of world nations. You can see, apart from international equations, Iran and the Islamic Revolution, if you just remove these, then where else can withstand all these aggressions and bullying in the whole world and to shed some light? Well, today, you who are involved in the job of, the task of defending the endeared Iran, the vilayet system, and the Islamic Republic, you are among the ranks of the Mujahideen at the time of the Holy Prophet of Islam. You are considered as the soldiers of the Savior, Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him. Well, we need to appreciate our own skills, all our thoughts, ideas, every breath that we take, all were determined to do, they should all focus on protecting these principles and the rule of these virtues and values. We are thankful to God Almighty who gave us this opportunity to see this atmosphere in Iran, which is brimmed with the love for aspirations and solidarity with the religious jurisprudence and efforts aimed at materialization of the global rule of Mamati. And we're thankful to God Almighty that we see our colleagues in the defense ministry. They have this outlook and they have the same perspective and they're struggling. And I should tell you that all these blessings that we're witness to, all this blossoming and these repeated innovations that you see, they're all thanks to the same thought and faith and resolution. You need to preserve these. That's the first point I wanted to make. Well, the second and third points are going to be short. Well, as for the second point, talking of defense, how far should we go? In the defense industry, how much farther should we proceed? In production, innovation, manufacturing, and equipping, we need to reach a point where the enemies of mankind, in the first place, would not think of making aggression against Iran, and the next step, they should be disappointed at making aggression against any world nation. Well, if they're not able to save themselves from the rule of Satan, if there is an ignorant person or an egoist or a tyrant who just wanted to make an aggression, then the defense ministry of ours should reach a point where it could cut off the hand of the aggressor before deciding to make an aggression. But before hitting the target, they need to be annihilated. We need to move that way. We should reach a point where Iran would serve as a defense umbrella for all freedom-loving nations in the face of world aggressors. We don't want to attack anywhere. Iran will never decide to attack anywhere, has never decided. But our revolution cannot sit idle in the face of tyranny. We can't remain indifferent. Our endeared Imam said, as long as tyranny is there, fighting should continue. And as long as fighting is there, we are also there. We should get to the point to make them disappointed. And when they are disappointed, then it's the end of their life. Because their existence is based on a fabricated and false dominance and creating intimidation and despair among freedom-loving people. When the army of Satan, that is despair, is transferred to the aggressor's camp, then it's time for their death. I would like to extend congratulations to the fruition of all these efforts. This jet here, before it brings death to enemies of mankind. It's harbinger of man's dignity and salvage of mankind. It carries the message of peace. Its main message is to deter any kind of confrontation that would end up in death. We should come to the point where all the weaponry of the enemies would render ineffective in the face of our military prowess. Of course, our main art would be that the enemy should be grounded in its own base. Now, for the third point, I believe that materialization of these objectives is possible. Today, in all spheres, especially when it comes to the defense industry, we're at the threshold of a flourish. It was said that this is the result of. This is just the beginning of the way. We're just starting off. We just got the hang of things. We're just learning the technology, and we're getting the knack of things, how to work with these materials and how to kind of combine them and try to work out what we are after. This is just the beginning of our activities. Choosing this day as the defense industry is emphasizing the same fact. We need to be determined to use all our scientific potentialities across the nation. Mr. Maliki said, when do you want to launch this? Next year means 12 months. In the second 6 months. Well, what is predicted for the second 6 months may be also done in the first 6 months. Well, we want to go beyond this 1,000 kilometers up in the sky. Is that possible or not? Well, yes, it is possible. You need to get yourself to that point, high point. From high there, you can manage the world in a different way. In this ground invasion, when you're on the top of the hill, then you have this vantage point, and you dominate the whole area. Now, if you're up there, you can see the world in a different way. We need to go up and manage things over there and send our messages there and organize things. We should use all what we have in our might and mobilize it. The government takes pride in to support you. And the last point. The defense industry is not only industry, it is not only defensive. Accomplishments in defense industry means it's like a locomotive that pulls behind it all the other industries in the country. Your know-how, your accomplishments, in addition to having its own military capability and defensive capability, they should also be used in other industries across the nation. Mr. Vahidi, Mr. Taghipour, and Mr. Mehrabian, you should sit together and try to connect these circles together. Join hands, you should make coordinations. You're doing something here. Now we're using it in this drone, but if it's used elsewhere in industries, can we use it in other industries? Yes, it is possible. We can do that. It does something that will monitor the enemy activities and try to nullify its operations. Can't other industries also make use of this? They sure can. Your activities should be high speed, and you should be front runners and try to kind of act as a strong tractor and pull behind you all the other industries and help them flourish. This is also feasible. We should sit down and join hands and get things done. Today, the people of Iran relies on its defense capabilities and armed forces. The people of Iran have trust in their own children, and they are proud of them. You're also part of the people. I'm talking about what people have in their hearts. When people see this for themselves, 75 million Iranians all will start praying and thanking God and will pray for you. They will feel proud and dignified. It's not only 75 million Iranians, it's also millions of people who are seeking freedom. We have seen these at close encounter. Last year, when you launched that satellite into space, we noticed, did you know, the celebrations all over the world. People embarked in jubilation on their own discretion. Some of our people who were on board the plane, they were not, didn't realize that when they landed, they were given some sweets and said, this is because of your victory. We're distributing sweets, and our people were surprised. There are numerous governments who will be delighted. They will feel proud and dignified. In that battle between the evil and the right, between monotheism and Satan, we have passed through the turning point, God willing. And today, we don't have time for this, but I wanted to tell you what things we're observing. Governments that no one could believe to see them to withstand the world arrogance. We hear that they say that we are also there to do that, but we won't announce it for now, but we are ready for that. They're starting, they're joining this great current of seeking justice and monotheism. All mankind will be happy. Of course, arrogant powers will be nervous. If they don't lose their temper, then no deterrence will take place. They should feel intimidated, as the Holy Quran says. They need to be intimidated. They need to become furious. You see, some say, don't embark on adventurism. The enemy is infuriated. Well, yes, nobody is after adventurism. It's the most idiotic thing to say, to sit still and wait for the enemy to attack us. Well, they say the enemy is angry. If the enemy is going to be satisfied with us and praise us, then nothing would be left of us. The enemy must be angry, and they should, hopefully, with the blessing of God, die of this fury. The other day, we had an interview with a number of reporters from the Persian Gulf states. One of them said, they said that we want to embark on confrontation, and they were worried maybe they would also face some problems. They were also anxious about Iran. They're interested in Iran. You should know that majority of the people and governments in the region are interested in Iran and the people of Iran and their aspirations. They were concerned. I told them, who's going to attack? Well, maybe they fancied the thought in the minds of some criminal Zionists. Maybe they have this whim. And then I had my own reasoning, and they said, well, let's imagine, supposedly, in case they make an aggression, how far will you go in reacting to this? Where do you think that is? Well, I just said what you say. I said it will go as far as the whole globe. We're not standing in ceremony. We're not kidding. There are a bunch of criminals wanting to dominate the whole world with the revolvers in their hands, and they want to bring chaos and insecurity to the whole world. And every day when they feel blue or they have nothing logical to say, they say, yes, all the options are on the table. Well, we also tell you that we also have all the options on the table. The first option is we want you to act like a sound human being, a healthy human being. And we want you to get off your high horse and let's sit down politely and equally have a face-to-face dialogue. This would benefit you. If you don't get off your high horse, then very well. You want to challenge? Okay, let's start turning around and challenging. Experience has shown when you start this, act like this, then time will not be to our detriment. It will benefit us and it will harm you. We just want you to just stop acting snobbish. If you don't do that, then the hands of the world people will bring you down. This is the divine tradition. This is what is promised by God. And you should know that the fulfillment of God's promise is close. And may blessings of God be to all of you.
Okay, addressing a large number of military officials, you've been listening to Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Speaking on Defense Industry Day, Karar was the name of that UAV that you saw in the background, which was Iran's first unmanned aerial vehicle. And this was a ceremony in which Iran's president spoke. A number of things he spoke about, but need to be reminded here, as Iran's president stated, the United States always held the military option, as he said, against Iran, and he said that Iran is always ready. However, in its alignment with the defense doctrine, a number of unveiling of advancement of different military equipment, such as the Karar UAV, being an example of the defense doctrine that Iran upholds. And he also mentioned production, manufacturing, and equipping. It's key in further advancement of Iran in this field. And he also talked about the military prowess, referring to the West, i.e. The United States. And again, he said that we are ready, but only if we need to defend the Islamic Republic.
The result, over 200 cases were found in which evidence favorable to defendants were withheld or distorted. These bad practices resulted in scores of prison sentences and 3 executions. Observers and activists believe that this is only the tip of the iceberg. They say the civil rights of American citizens are being breached on a much larger scale.
A phrase that we coined over a decade ago was constitutional dictatorship. Now, the people of color, blacks and Latinos, we faced the erosion first. Okay, but now the erosion has evolved or elevated itself into almost a global lockdown. That means that no one has hardly the right to protest. If you look at the oil spill down in the Gulf, they just said the other day that 75% of the oil evaporated. I mean, what's happening now is they don't want anyone to raise their voice for justice.
Israel says Iran's fueling up of its first nuclear power plant is totally unacceptable, while its main ally, the United States, has acknowledged that the Bushehr reactor does not pose any proliferation risk. Israel has urged the international community to increase pressure on Iran to cease construction of reactors. The reaction came after Iran loaded fuel into its reactor in Bushehr on Saturday. Israel, which is widely assumed to have a huge stockpile of nuclear weapons, accuses Iran of aiming to produce bombs. But Tehran has repeatedly said it wants nuclear power solely for energy production. Meanwhile, the U.S. and the U.K. have acknowledged Iran's right to build nuclear power stations. In a statement, the U.S. State Department has said that Iran's reactor is designed to provide civilian nuclear power.
A long-anticipated launch closely watched by the world. Rods loaded into Iran's first nuclear power plant, fueling a sense of pride and joy in the country as the 36-year-old site, once abandoned by the Germans, is finally officially recognized and set to produce 1,000 megawatts of clean electricity with the help of the Russians.
This is a great and international project. It has been in complete supervision of the IAEA, and the equipment was provided by more than 10 countries. The main concern in carrying out the project was safety.
Russia will be providing the necessary fuel for the next 10 years.
The fuel for 1 year is there. It's going to be installed within a month. And the fuel for the next year, in other words, 1 year after, is also has been ordered, as we have decided to have more than 20,000 megawatts of nuclear power plant in a span of 20 to 25 years. Each nuclear power plant needs about 30 tons of enriched uranium. And we have to think about the assurance of supply for the fuel of reactors.
For Iranians, moving forward with technology is very important. So this is more than a 1,000-megawatt power plant. It's a symbol of a nation's determination to exercise its legitimate right as a signatory of the NPT to acquire nuclear technology for peaceful purposes.
We're happy that our country is moving forward.
No matter how you look at this, it's a major step. It means that we won't back away just because some countries don't want